So I'm seeing once again reports that Joran van der Sloot wants to go to jail in Aruba because he's afraid for his safety in Peru. And if he's able to go to jail in Aruba, he will tell where Natalie Holloway is. So once again, Joran van der Sloot is confessing to killing Natalie Holloway, and the Aruban authorities do nothing. So is it another lie? Joran van der Sloot makes as many promises as executives for BP Oil. In fact, why not ask Joran how to clog the BP oil leak? He should be able to fix it for sure. I'm also seeing a story that Joran van der Sloot's Facebook picture is a near-empty bottle of Johnny Walker Red Whiskey, corked with a powerboat at rest in the ocean as a backdrop. He also says he likes the rapper Notorious B.I.G., pop singer Katy Perry, and the TV show South Park. That should tell you something. He has 160 kills in the game Mob Wars and likes passing. I'm sorry, he likes pissing in random places where he is totally drunk and wasted. He loves Texas Hold'em poker, Heineken beer, and of course the lovable Barack Obama. I'm not sure if Obama wants that endorsement on his resume that Joran van der Sloot loves him. Bo Deedle calls Joran van der Sloot a homicidal maniac. I'm not sure what that means. Greta Van Susteren is back on the case, even though she totally dropped it for a while after she said she was inclined to believe him. And then her ratings started to drop, but she knows very well that when she talks about Joran, her ratings double, as per one of my guests telling me that Greta told him that. And, of course, Greta has totally abandoned crime stories and helping victims for politics. Well, I guess some of us are victims of politics, too. And then, of course, we have Nancy Grace and those on the Internet who think they are Nancy Grace, talk like her, have guests like her, and even use the same sort of phrasing and ideology as her. Nancy Grace is a seasoned prosecutor out of Atlanta who has been there, done that when it comes to crime and crime stories. Some on the Internet are just followers and admirers and obsessed-ers. Is that a word? I'm not sure. What am I rambling about? Well, I just have to say that Joran van der Sloot has taken quite a bit of news lately, and it's good, and we all hope that the Holloway family will get some answers. We hope that the Aruban authorities will file their own murder charges. Good God, how many times does someone have to confess to something? He's been doing it every day. You heard us talk last night about the FBI and how they're getting a bad rap and how there's a lot of misinformation out there about the FBI and their involvement in this case. The bottom line is we don't know everything yet, except the fact that Joran van der Sloot is cowering like a little kitten in his jail cell and will reap the rewards of Peruvian justice here eventually. We all can hope. I wouldn't believe Joran van der Sloot for a second, but if I had the opportunity to recover my daughter and make a deal with someone to do it, I absolutely would. Joran van der Sloot will pay the ultimate price eventually. Greta Van Susteren will go back to reporting on politics. Nancy Grace will ambush as many guests as she can. Those on the Internet who think they are Nancy Grace will keep doing that. But here on this channel, we'll keep doing what you want to hear and help those that aren't able to help themselves. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.